Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. In Karnataka, KRPP leader G. Janardhan Reddy merges his party with BJP. Congress releases sixth list of five candidates for Lok Sabha polls. Festival of Colors Holi celebrated across the country. Philippines summons China's envoy to protest against aggressive actions in South China Sea. In tennis, Indian-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden advanced to second round of Miami Masters tournament at Florida, USA. And in IPL cricket, match underway between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Punjab Kings in Bengaluru. And now the news in detail. In Karnataka, the KRPP leader G. Janardhan Reddy merged his party with the Bharatiya Janata Party today and rejoined the party along with his wife Aruna Lakshmi ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. They joined the party in the presence of party leader B.S. Yediyurappa and state BJP President B.Y. Vijayendra. Reddy said that he has joined the party without any conditions and was not seeking any position. In another political development, Congress has released a list of five candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. Prahlad Gunjal will contest from Kota, Ramchandra Chaudhary from Ajmer and Sudarshan Rawat from Rajsamand constituencies in Rajasthan. The party has fielded advocate C. Robert Bruce from Tirunelveli in Tamil Nadu. However, in Puducherry, eight nominations were filed today to contest the lone Lok Sabha constituency for the April 19th polls. In Manipur, the Naga People's Front candidate for Manipur Outer Parliamentary constituency K. Timothy Zimek and Manipur People's Party candidate for Manipur Inner Parliamentary Constituency R.K. Somerendro filed their nomination papers today. In Gujarat, Lok Sabha elections for all the 26 seats will be held in a single phase on the 7th of May. The bipolls will also be held in the state on the same day for the five assembly seats. The election notification will be issued on the 12th of April, while the last date of filing nominations is the 19th of April. Candidates can withdraw their candidature till the 22nd of April. The results will be declared on the 4th of June. Our correspondent reports that voting will be held in 50,677 polling stations in the state. We have a report from our correspondent.
Over 4,94,49,000 voters in the state will exercise their voting rights in the coming Lok Sabha polls. This includes around 10,322 centenarian voters. Nearly 11,32,880 young voters from the state will cast their vote for the first time in the coming general elections. State Chief Election Officer P. Bharti said there will be 1,274 police stations in the state where the whole polling staff will be women. Similarly, 182 polling stations will be manned by Divyang people. She said webcasting will be done in over 25,000 polling stations in the state. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Students of Nagar Parishad Primary School No. 2, Tuljapur in Dharashev district of Maharashtra, wrote an appealing letter to their parents urging them to vote in the Lok Sabha elections. In this letter, the students wrote to parents informing them about the importance of democracy, the importance of voting and their duty, and asking the parents to take their time and vote. In Madhya Pradesh, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has announced assistance of 1 lakh rupees each and free treatment to the injured persons in the fire incident at Mahakaleshwar Temple in Ujjain. Earlier, a fire broke out in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Mahakaleshwar Temple this morning. The incident took place during Bhasm Aarti. At least 14 people, including priests, have been injured in this incident. The injured have been admitted to hospitals in Indore and Ujjain. Ujjain collector Neeraj Singh has ordered an inquiry into the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the fire incident in Mahakal Temple, Ujjain, is very painful and wished for the speedy recovery of all the devotees injured in it. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has added 16.02 lakh net subscribers in the month of January this year. According to EPFO's provisional payroll data released yesterday, around 8.08 lakh new members have enrolled during January 2024. In a statement, the Union Labour Minister said a noticeable aspect of the data is the dominance of the 18 to 25 year age group, constituting a significant over 56% of the total new members during the period. It indicates that the majority of individuals joining the organized workforce are youth, primarily first-time job seekers. The gender-wise analysis of payroll data reveals that out of 8.08 lakh new members, around 2.05 lakh are new female members. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak at 9:30 p.m. tonight, we'll bring an insightful discussion on use of cutting-edge technologies to strengthen startup ecosystem in the country with Raju Goyal, Secretary General, Electronic Industries Association of India. During the program, listeners can ask questions to our guests about how the technology has helped in developing and strengthening the startup ecosystem in India. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2371-7106 and 011-2331-4444. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, special program on general elections.
Every evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned for Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. The festival of colors Holi is being celebrated throughout the country today. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and celebrates the arrival of spring season. On this day, people apply gulal or colors on one another, exchange greetings, savor sweets and seek the blessings of elders. The joy of Holi is visible across Uttar Pradesh from Braj Mandal to Ayodhya Dham. In Punjab, the Border Security Force personnel guarding the India's border with Pakistan celebrated Holi by applying Lal Gulal on each other at various border posts. Dol Purnima is being celebrated across West Bengal with religious fervor and color. We have a report.
Today is Dol Purnima. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and Governor Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose have wished people of West Bengal on this occasion. Festival of Holi is being celebrated with color and joy. People of West Bengal exchange sweets and happiness among themselves. Various religious institutions like Ramakrishna Math and Mission, Gauriya Math, Iskan Mandir have celebrated Dol Purnima with religious rituals. This year also, no Basanta Utsav is being organized in Shantiniketan, but people celebrated Holi at Ratanpalli area. Political leaders also participated in Holi while campaigning for ensuing Lok Sabha election. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
In Delhi, six people were injured due to an electric shock from a high-tension wire during Holi celebrations in East Delhi's Mandavali area. The condition of three people, including a woman, is reported to be critical. Local police, ambulance and fire brigade reached the spot immediately and the injured were taken to Safdarjung Hospital. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar today called on Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong. During the meeting, both the leaders exchanged views on the Indo-Pacific and West Asia. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said his positive sentiments on India's relationship have always been a source of strength for our ties. He said India values the Singapore Prime Minister's perspectives on the current state of the world. Dr. Jaishankar is on a three-day visit to Singapore. Earlier, the External Affairs Minister also met the Foreign Affairs Minister of Singapore, Vivian Balakrishnan. During the meeting, they viewed the progress of India and Singapore's bilateral cooperation. The Philippines has summoned China's envoy to protest against aggressive actions in the South China Sea at the weekend as Manila's defense minister dared Beijing to bolster its vast sovereignty claims by taking them to international arbitration. The foreign ministry accused China's coast guard of using water cannon against a civilian boat supplying troops on Saturday at the second Thomas Shoal, which it said damaged the boat and injured some crew. The Philippines Foreign Ministry said in a statement that China's continued interference with Philippines' routine and lawful activities in its own exclusive economic zone, EEZ, is unacceptable. The United Nations Security Council for the first time passed a resolution today demanding an immediate ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian group Hamas in Gaza and immediate and unconditional release of all the hostages. 14 countries supported the resolution, however the United States abstained from voting. U.S. Ambassador to UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield blamed Hamas for delay in passing a ceasefire resolution, stating disagreements led to U.S. abstention. Russia observed a day of mourning after 137 people were killed on Friday in an attack at a packed concert venue in Moscow. President Vladimir Putin declared a national day of mourning yesterday after pledging to track down and punish all those behind the attack. Moscow's Basmanny District Court has ruled that the first suspect in the concert hall attack should be put into custody for 2 months pending trial. Russian authorities have said 11 people have been detained, including 4 gunmen, who fled the concert hall and made their way to the Bryansk region. Islamic State terrorist group has claimed the responsibility of the attack. Pakistan has started preparations to launch the second phase of its repatriation drive to send nearly 1 million documented Afghans back to Afghanistan, with orders given to district authorities and police to find and gather data of their whereabouts across the nation. According to media reports, the directives have been issued to district administrations and police to expedite the mapping of Afghan citizen card holders. It said the campaign to repatriate ACC holders could start in early to mid-summer after receiving go-ahead from Pakistan's federal government. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast continued rain and thunderstorm activity over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sikkim and Sub-Himalayan West Bengal till tomorrow. Light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms is also likely over Gangetic West Bengal. IMD has also predicted light rainfall and snowfall over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand till Friday. Meanwhile, the weather office has forecast a rise in maximum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 3 days. The maximum temperature will be in the range of 36 to 40 degrees Celsius over south Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Karnataka, Kerala and Tamil Nadu. In tennis, the Indian-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden advanced to the second round of the Miami Masters ATP 1000 tournament after a hard-fought three-set match against the Italian pair of Simone Bellelli and Andrea Vavasori at the Miami Gardens, Florida, United States last night. Rohan and Ebden came back from behind to secure the victory against the Italians. This was the second meeting between the two pairs after the historic Australian Open final earlier this year, where Rohan clinched his first ever Grand Slam title in the men's doubles. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings have set a target of 177 runs for Royal Challengers Bengaluru at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Captain Shikhar Dhawan scored 45 runs, while Glenn Maxwell and Mohammad Siraj took 2 wickets each. Earlier, Royal Challengers Bengaluru won the toss and opted to field. Royal Challengers Bengaluru had lost their first match against Chennai Super Kings by 6 wickets. Chennai, Punjab, Kolkata, Rajasthan and Gujarat have won their respective matches in the tournament till now. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. In Karnataka, KRPP leader G. Janardana Reddy merges his party with BJP. Congress releases 6th list of 5 candidates for Lok Sabha polls. Festival of Colors Holi celebrated across the country. Philippines summons China's envoy to protest against aggressive actions in South China Sea. In tennis, Indian-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden advanced to the second round of Miami Masters tournament at Florida, USA. And in IPL cricket, match underway between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Punjab Kings in Bengaluru. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and newsonair app. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.